From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. A suicide bomber in a motorized rickshaw struck in northwest Pakistan today. Police say at least 11 people were killed. As Veer Singh reports, the bombing comes as the country's forces step up their offensive against Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants.
Officials say the bomber drove up to a security post in Pakistan's Swat Valley and blew himself up along with soldiers and passers-by. An eyewitness told the Reuters news agency that he saw a vehicle ablaze and that some of the victims had been burned to death. Suspected rebels have stepped up the number of bombings in recent days. Yesterday, they killed dozens of people in Lahore in eastern Pakistan, far from the remote northwest, where Pakistan's military is intensifying operations against insurgents. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Election officials in Iraq are starting to release results from last weekend's parliamentary election. They say a coalition formed by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is leading in Baghdad. The capital will have 68 seats in the 325-seat Iraqi parliament. Final results may take weeks. In Thailand, thousands of demonstrators are marching from the countryside to the capital to protest the government. They're calling for new elections and for the return of Premier Thaksin Shinawat, who was deposed in 2006 in a military coup. 28 years after the end of the Falklands War between Great Britain and Argentina, the British are finally beginning to clear the 50,000 mines that were planted there by the Argentines. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
The UK government has been promising for 20 years to remove the mines, which number more than 50,000, but nothing much has happened until this year. The company which was hired to perform the demining announced that it has already found and destroyed about 1,000 mines. The minefields had been identified long ago and were clearly marked. They pose no real danger to the local population, although the local sheep were occasionally blown up. The real problem will come on the beaches, where tides and storms may have relocated mines, the locations of which were once known. The entire process may take 5 years or more. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown says President Obama should be focusing on jobs instead of health care.
An entire year has gone to waste. Millions of Americans have lost their jobs, and many more jobs are in danger. Even now, the president still hasn't gotten the message.
The freshman Republican accused the president and congressional Democrats of engaging in a bitter, destructive, and endless drive to pass health care legislation that he says would be disastrous. House leaders are attempting to pass a bill to overhaul health care before the Easter recess. President Obama is delaying a trip to Asia and the Pacific in order to push for its approval. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Food and Drug Administration is requiring a stronger warning on Plavix, a blood-thinning drug prescribed to heart patients to prevent blood clots. The FDA says some patients have low levels of an enzyme needed to break down the drug, which puts them at greater risk of heart attack and stroke. The agency suggests that patients take a genetic test to determine if they are poor metabolizers, and they should take other blood thinners such as aspirin. A local prosecutor in California is suing Toyota because of the company's continuing problems with its vehicles. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
The district attorney in Orange County is seeking a court order to stop Toyota from selling vehicles that could be considered dangerous. The lawsuit is the first from a government agency following complaints from drivers alleging unintended acceleration of their vehicles. There have been more than 150 lawsuits filed against the Japanese automaker in recent weeks. U.S. officials say the acceleration problem could be linked to dozens of deaths and injuries. Toyota has recalled more than 6 million vehicles in the United States. The company has not publicly responded to the lawsuit filed in Orange County. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Park Avenue Bank in New York will reopen today as Valley National Bank. Park Avenue was one of three banks shut down by regulators yesterday, bringing to 30 the number of bank failures this year. In Orlando, Florida, the seven branches of Old Southern Bank will reopen Monday as Centennial Bank, which is based in Conway, Arkansas. And Statewide Bank in Covington, Louisiana, is being taken over by Home Bank, another Louisiana bank. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.